Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the All Access Football Show brought to you by the NFL Draft Bible. I am your host, Rick Saratella, bringing you the names you need to know first. Counting you down just 80 days away, folks. 8-0 into the 2014 NFL Draft. And today we have the Sackmaster, UCLA linebacker Keenan Graham with us, joining us on the hotline, and we welcome him into the show as he takes a break from his workout regime and spend a few minutes with us and talk about his preparation. How you doing today, Keenan?
Good. How are you doing today, Rick?
Doing good, doing good. I know you're out there in Arizona getting ready for the big UCLA Pro Day, so take me through your workout regime and what you're doing right now to get ready and prepare for that.
You know, I'm out here training at Rise Physical Therapy, and I train Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and my training session usually starts with a speed training, which is, goes from 11:30 to 1, and then I have a little hour break, and then I'll do my strength from about 2:30 to 3:45, and it's been a good process so far. You know, I've been 3 weeks into it after the NFLPA game, and everything's going well.
All right, good lead into my next question, Keenan. The NFLPA Collegiate Bowl out there in Carson City, California, very well professional-run event. Some very good coaches over there as well. So take us through that NFLPA Collegiate Bowl week. A lot of NFL scouts put more value or importance of the week of practice than they do the actual game. So how was that experience for you? How was it learning from some former NFL players and coaches and getting that hands-on experience to prepare you for the next level? And just take us behind the scenes a little bit of what that whole week was for you.
Oh, the NFLPA game was great, Rick. It was a great experience for me. I got to be coached, you know, by some great coaches. And, you know, going in there, it's always a little different when you're around a bunch of guys that you've never met before. But, you know, the practices went great, and, you know, Coach Vermeil was the coach who coached me, and it was an honor to meet him and be coached by him and play for his team. And I really learned a lot within that week, you know, that I can really take with me going forward. And the thing for me, you know, I didn't play in the game. I got all three practices in, but I didn't play in the game due to the fact that I strained my hamstring. But, you know, I'm back from the hamstring injury, you know, with the training. It didn't set me back at all. And I chose to sit the game out, you know, to not further the injury and whatnot. But, you know, it was good to get to know some of these players and, you know, that have the same goals as you do and just to be around them. And there were a lot of great players there, and I was excited to be a part of it. You know, even though I couldn't partake in the game, I got a lot of good practice in, and I felt like I did some good things out there that I can improve on.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to meet some players that you might know for the rest of your life. But first and foremost, the importance of making sure you're healthy for your pro day workout, because most likely all 32 NFL teams are going to be in attendance. UCLA, under the resurrection of Jim Mora Jr., really putting in and installing a professional work ethic, and not a knock to Rick Neuheisel or Keenan or anything like that, but it just seems like when Jim Mora Jr. came in, he flipped the defense over to 3-4. You kind of thrived in the whole 3-4 scheme, and you saw UCLA really be a mega force in the Pac-12, and you guys seem to continue to build off of the success and momentum. So let's take it one thing at a time, just the whole transition from Coach Neuheisel to Coach Mora. I mean, both of these guys have coached in the NFL, so NFL style of coaching is nothing new to you. But take us through the whole transition with that. And then also, you know, being there for the underclassmen as you went through this coaching change, what kind of influence did you have as a team leader, as a one of the upperclassmen, kind of leading the way for the underclassmen as the team shifted through this change?
Well, you know, it's always tough, you know, when you go through coaching changes. And, you know, you have to get used to different things. And, you know, everybody's out there working their hardest, you know, to impress these new coaches. But the transition was pretty smooth. You know, we had our freshman class come in, and, you know, us older dudes being there in the past and not really winning a lot of games, we wanted to make sure that, you know, these younger dudes knew that they had to come and work. And if we wanted to be good, we had to buy in to everything that Coach Moore was preaching. And, you know, I feel like the younger guys did that really fast. You know, they came in, they were hungry, they wanted to work. And it really wasn't hard for us older guys to really lead them because these guys were so hungry. And, you know, we loved the fact that they were hungry, and we all worked and bought into everything that Coach Moore preached. And, you know, we worked hard that offseason. The first offseason he was there, that's the hardest I've ever worked. And he introduced us to San Bernardino and camp, which was a whole different beast. You know, it was the hardest we had ever worked. And, you know, he told us, you know, to get the things you never had, you have to be willing to do things you've never done. And, you know, it was a new experience for all of us, and we all did things that we've never done before, pushed it beyond the limit, and it all paid off. And Coach Moore is a great coach, and, you know, we all appreciate it for that. Appreciate him for that.
Now, you say you want to make sure the underclassmen know it's about winning and buying in. How does Keenan Graham go about doing that? Are you the kind of guy, like, are you a vocal guy on the field that'll get after somebody if they're not doing their job? Are you a more quiet guy, like pull one of the underclassmen aside and let them know, like, hey, you blew your assignment here, this is where you need to be? Or are you more of just a lead by example kind of guy? When you talk about your leadership skills, Keenan, what kind of profile do you fit under?
I'm a little bit more of a lead by example kind of guy and quiet kind of guy. You know, if I feel like a guy's not doing something he's supposed to do, I'll pull him to the side and let him know. But I feel like, you know, in order to be a guy like that, you have to be a guy that comes to work every day. You know, a younger guy's not going to listen to you if you're not, you know, walking the walk, you know. So I feel like that's the type of guy I am. I lead by example, and I feel like everybody on my team knows that every day I was going to come to work, and every game I was going to try my hardest. So, you know, given that, I feel like some of the younger guys were really, you know, looked up to me and were able to come to me if they had any questions and never had a problem if I told them something that I thought they needed to fix.
All right, 7 sacks in 2013, freshman off his NFLPA Collegiate Bowl performance, Keenan Graham here on the All Access Football Show. And, you know, they got this thing going out there in UCLA, Keenan, with the fullback, linebacker versatility going on, whether it's Anthony Barr, Miles Jack. Little Birdie told me that there's some interest in you from some NFL teams, maybe want to get a look-see at you a little bit at fullback as well as linebacker. Is that something you're open to? And do you have any experience playing some fullback?
Yes, Ray, that's something that I'm definitely open to. I actually played fullback a little bit in high school before I played at UCLA. And, you know, when Coach Mazzoni approached me and asked me to play it in a package, I was more than happy to play it. You know, I enjoy playing fullback. It's fun for me. And I'm definitely open to playing fullback. And, you know, I just love football and being out there and playing the game. You know, whether it's on offense or defense, you know, I'll play whatever I have to play.
Very good. And how about, you know, if an NFL scout were to flip on, you know, say he only got a chance to flip on 2 or 3 game tapes of your film, which game or two would you advise him to pop in and watch of you?
I'd probably say the Washington game for sure. You know, that was a big game for me. I played a lot of snaps on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I'd say the Arizona State game as well. I made some, you know, really good plays there towards the tail end of the game, you know, that put us in a good position to have the opportunity to win the game. And I also played, you know, a little bit of fullback in that game as well. And, you know, if I had to choose another game, I'd say probably the first game of the season, opening game, Nevada game. I had a really good game and, you know, was able to get 2 sacks to start off the season great. So those would probably be the 3 games that I choose.
Okay. Talking to Keenan Graham, UCLA linebacker. How about coming into your senior season, Keenan, was there a certain area of your game you worked on trying to improve or get better at?
I definitely wanted to work on my block-shedding ability. because you know it's easy to engage these guys and to look and see where the ball is, but you know it's another thing to actually get off the block and be able to make the play. And I felt like that was something that I definitely needed to add to my game, especially if I was going to be playing with my hand on the ground as well. And I feel like I did a pretty good job of that. You know, I take pride in pass rushing, which is what I love to do. But, you know, I wanted to add that other aspect of my game as well and not be known just as a pass rusher, but a guy that can get off the block and make the tackle as well.
All right, very good. How about, you know, playing in the Pac-12 week in, week out? You better bring your lunch pail to work because it's going to be a big-time matchup. How about throughout your career, Keenan, any opponent that stands out to you that was a really tough guy, whether it be a player or a team? Who's the toughest opponent you had to face throughout your career?
The toughest opponent I had to face throughout my career? No, I'd say Matt Khalil from USC when he was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a beast, man. You know, every time I went up against him, you know, I knew I was going to have to bring it. And, you know, he's a player that really sticks out to me, you know, from my time in college, even though, you know, I played against him only 2 years. But he was a great player. And, you know, he was a challenge to go up against. And, you know, I was young at the time. And, you know, but he was a great player, and he's definitely one that sticks out to me.
Yeah, definitely has made a name for himself at the next level with the Carolina Panthers. Speaking of names, any nicknames for the Keenan Graham man? Is there any nicknames that have been given to you throughout your time for the Bruins that we might not know about?
It's kind of funny you say that because when I made the number change to 40, the first year Coach Moore was there, you know, I developed the name by the DB coach, Coach Meat. He gave me the name 40 Ounce. And it's kind of a name that stuck with me. You know, after a while, a lot of guys, you know, some of the younger guys, they didn't even know my name. They just knew me by 40 Ounce. And I had a guy come up to me, and he said, hold on, your name is Keenan? I said, yeah. He said, oh, I've always known you as 40 Ounce. I was like, oh, man. But, but yes. Yeah, so,
you know what, that's
the name of the game.
Yeah, that's a nickname that has some sticking power. So whatever team you wind up on, Keenan, I'm going to call somebody up and let them know your nickname because that one has some staying power. you're listening to the All Access Football Radio Show, and you might feel like you drank a 40-ounce after you get hit by Keenan Graham, the versatile linebacker. UCLA joining us on the program show. Let's have a little fun. You know, we've been breaking it down, X's and O's, talking football. Keenan, how about outside the lines, try to get to know you a little bit off the playing field? You know, what do you do when you're not playing football, watching football? What do you like to do during your downtime or any kind of hobbies that you might have with the free time?
You know, I enjoy working out, you know, whether it be for football or whatever else it may be for. I enjoy working out, and any chance I get, you know, I might go for a little run, or even last night I went on a little bike ride out here in Arizona. You know, the weather's pretty nice. So, you know, I really enjoy working out, and, you know, right now I'm out here in Arizona. I really don't have a lot of people that, you know, I know out here, so it's kind of just been, you know, I work out. And then I work out some more when I come home, you know, when I get a chance, whether it be cardio or anything else. And, you know, other than that, you know, I like to go see movies as well, you know, with my downtime. And that's something I enjoy to kind of escape reality for a little bit. But, yeah, those are some of the things that I like to do other than playing football. I mean, I know it sounds a little weird, you know, a guy that likes to work out when all he does is work out for football. But that's something that I really enjoy doing.
Well, yeah, we definitely appreciate you rubbing that warm weather aspect in our faces here. You know, outside my window here in New Jersey, I got about a foot of snow on the ground. Enjoy that Arizona sun, and that's something you're kind of used to. For the city of Los Angeles, you mentioned you like to watch movies, L.A. full of glitz and glamour. So let me ask you this one, Keenan. If you could take one female celebrity out on a date, which female celebrity would you like to take out?
Ooh, female celebrity. We talking just like an actress, movies?
You know, if she's a celebrity, you know, a household name, somebody that we might know, could be high scale, lower scale, whatever, wherever you want to go with it. You know, you get a chance to take one female celebrity out on a date. Which female celebrity are you going to take out?
Ooh, man, that's a really good question. You know, and if
that's
I really
what I'm here for,
choose.
That's what I do.
If I had to. Let's see. If I had to choose, you put me on the spot with this question, Rick.
Uh-huh.
if I had to choose a female celebrity that I would go out on a date with, I'd probably say Rosa Acosta.
Okay.
And she's, I don't know if you know who she is, Rick, but she's a fitness celebrity. And she, you know, she promotes fitness videos.
You know, I'm not really too familiar with her. I heard through the grapevine she's a big-time listener of the show. So if she's out there right now, you know, she's got a big fan in Keenan Graham. But, yeah, no, I'm definitely going to check her out after I hang up with you. We're going to do a little Google action on that one for sure. And now, what about the Keenan Graham iPod rotation? What do you got going on there? You're getting ready for your big pro day workout, probably going to be attended by all 32 NFL teams, especially with your teammate Anthony Barr, possible number one overall selection. So all 32 teams in attendance for your pro day workout. You're getting ready for that. You want to go and flash the your talents, your skill set, turn some heads in front of those NFL scouts. What are you listening to right now to get ready for that, to get psyched and pumped?
You know, I like Drake personally. You know, I know he's pretty big right now. And, you know, Drake is one of my favorite artists right now. And I listen to a lot of his music, you know, when I'm working out. And Drake and 50 Cent for sure, the old 50 Cent.
All right, very good. Now, you and I did a little bit of chatting before the start of the show. Maybe some breaking news here for those of you who care. You probably don't, but I'll be moving to Las Vegas. Keenan, you're from Las Vegas, so I need to know, man, when I go out there, you know, I need some good, cheap eats because, you know, us guys on a budget, we want to get – our best bang for the buck. So when I go out there now, I mean, where's a good spot for me to go check out in Las Vegas to get something to eat now?
Oh, man, this is my area of expertise right here. well, the first place I say, Rick, is the Green Valley Ranch Buffet. It's called The Feast. And it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. And you'll get in there around lunchtime for about $12. And it's all you can eat. Yeah, and it's really good food as well. You know, you have a wide variety of dishes, and it's one of my favorite places to go when I go out to Vegas.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, my man. Definitely going to check that out for sure. And listen, you know, keep us posted on your progress. We're looking forward to the pro day workout. Anything that pops up between now and then, definitely let us know. But I will surely be in touch anytime you're in the Las Vegas area. Definitely hit me up. Right now I'm in the New York City, New Jersey area, but soon to be Las Vegas area. Haven't shared that news yet, but that announcement will be coming soon. But we don't really care about me. It's all about Keenan Graham today on this All Access Football edition. So as we sign off, Keenan, again, you know, after the pro day, we'll pop you back on, talk about it, and see where you're at with your path to the draft. But 80 days to go, so best of luck from here on out. And we'll definitely be chatting, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Rick, and thank you for having me on the show.
All right. There you have it. Keenan Graham, the Sackmaster from UCLA, looking to make his mark at the pro day. and definitely a name you need to know for the upcoming 2014 NFL draft. And I don't know if it's the water out there in L.A. or what, but they got these hybrid linebacker fullbacks. Like I said, Keenan Graham, Anthony Barr, Miles Jack coming up after him. There's just something in the water out there in L.A., and we're looking forward to Keenan doing big things at the next level. 7 sacks this past season. Was down at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. Next stop, Pro Day workout. And again, 80 days away from the 2014 NFL Draft. If you want to check out this interview in its entirety, we're going to be posting that on the NFLDraftBible.com website. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at NFLDraftBible for all of our latest news and updates, player rankings, all that good stuff. And, of course, if you're listening right now on Blog Talk Radio, click subscribe to get notified of all of our 2014 NFL Draft prospects. But this has been another edition. I was your host, Rick Saratella. All Access Football Show brought to you by the NFL Draft Bible. Make sure you check out MyFantasyLeague.com, MyFantasyLeague.com for all your fantasy football web hosting solutions. They got you covered over there. You know how we do it. Time to sign off. Till the next time. We'll catch you later, everybody.